Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice. I'm ready to talk sports with you on this cold Friday in Oklahoma. It was 83, 84 degrees yesterday. Now it's in the 50s, so I'm definitely not liking the weather. But we have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-T-R-I-C-E at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, don't forget, you can listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk some NBA. We'll also talk about some of the minor moves that took place before the NBA trade deadline. We'll also talk some of the games that took place last night, and also we'll talk some college basketball as well. Hopefully in about 13 or 14 minutes we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. But before we talk NBA, we can talk. I did hear an interesting rumor in the NFL. I saw a report that it looks like the 49ers are going to trade for a quarterback, and it looks like it's going to be either, possibly next week, it could be either Kirk Cousins or Jay Cutler. Obviously, out of Kirk Cousins and Jay Cutler, and we'll talk about this in our favorite segment week, Chatting with Greg, because Greg is a big Washington fan, but obviously, you would want Kirk Cousins over Jay Cutler. Kirk Cousins, he has a lot of talent. He has a lot of upsides. Now, like I said, sometimes he has a trouble with the deep ball, but obviously, Kirk Cousins is better than what the 49ers are throwing out there right now than Colin Kaepernick has been playing. So, and he's a free agent. So I think that would be a great move for the 49ers, at least in the short term. So we'll see if that happens. It might not, but I did see that report, so I thought it was interesting. I thought that would be a nice move. It would be interesting what the 49ers have to give up to get Kirk Cousins or Jay Cutler. It'll be very, very interesting. Don't forget, NFL free agency starts March 9th. So there you go on that. We can also talk about the NBA. Let's shift gears and let's talk some NBA. Let's talk about some of the NBA trades that took place before the trade deadline. There were no really big moves. Jimmy Butler stayed put. Also, Paul George stayed put. Carmelo Anthony and Derrick Rose both stayed with their teams. So it was no big, big trade, but some teams helped themselves. Lou Williams, he was traded to the Rockets for Corey Brewer and a first-round draft pick. For the Lakers, you get a first-round draft pick. You're looking for the future. You want to get as much picks as you can, and you don't want to win because you want to keep your pick that's top three protected. So you want to stay in that top three to make sure you get one of those top picks, because this draft is going to be really good. So that's a good move for the Lakers, who now have Magic Johnson over their basketball operations. It'll be interesting to see how he does. I think he's going to get the Lakers back on the right track. I'm not talking about winning championships, but at least being respectful and maybe making the playoffs in about 2 or 3 years. Their young core is really talented with Brandon Ingram and D'Angelo Russell and also Julius Randle. So I like that move in the long term for the Lakers. In the short term, I think that move is going to really help the Rockets. Lou Williams can score. He can get you baskets. He showed that last night. I know it was just one game, but scoring 27 last night in his debut for the Rockets. Lou Williams can score. He can get you buckets. So I like that move for the Rockets. More offense for them. Not that he needed more offense, but I guess you can never have enough offense if you're the Rockets. Also, the Wizards. They get Bojan Bojanovic from the Nets. He's scoring 14 points per game. I think he definitely can help the Wizards bench. I think that's a big move. Well, not a big move. That's a nice move for the Wizards. They definitely need some bench help going forward. and they're running the playoffs potentially, so they definitely needed some more bench scoring. So I think that's a nice move for them. Also, the Thunder, they made a really nice trade. They traded Cameron Payne, Anthony Morrow, and also Jeffrey LaVerge to the Bulls for Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, in a 2018 second-round pick. Look, this is not a great trade. It's a short-term fix, but it's a really nice short-term fix. Taj Gibson's going to get you a double-double. He'll get you 10 to 12 points. He'll get you 9 to 10 rebounds. He'll play better defense than Dom Sabonis. Definitely a upgrade over Sabonis. There's no doubt about that. And Doug McDermott, he shoots 38% from three, 40% over his career. That's been an issue for Oklahoma City. They've been the worst three-point shooting team in the league. They need some three-point shooting. They need someone who can make an open shot. When Westbrook drives in the lane and he kicks it out, he needs someone to make a shot for floor spacing. So I think that's really a really good short-term move for the Thunder, adding Doug McDermott and Taj Gibson. He didn't give up a lot. We'll see. Cameron Payne, he has a lot of potential. We'll see what he does with Chicago Bulls. I hate to see Anthony Morrow leave. And J.P. LaVerge is playing some good basketball. But the Thunder got better. Now, are they going to – are they Warriors better? No. Are they going to win a first-round series? It's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. But they definitely have gotten better. They could move up to the 16. I think they have a chance against Houston. But Houston has a lot of offensive weapons. So, but the Thunder definitely got better in this trade. You got to give it up to Sam Presti for that trade. And then finally, the Suns, they trade P.J. Tucker to the Rockets for a second-round pick. I really like what the they traded P.J. Tucker to the Raptors for a second-round pick. I really love what the Raptors did before the trade deadline, adding Serge Ibaka and also P.J. Tucker can really defend, a really good on-ball defender. And then you add Serge Ibaka, so I really like what the Raptors did before the trade deadline. Don't forget, if you want to talk about any of the moves that took place before the trade deadline, you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. And about 8 or 9 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Then we had our first games after the All-Star break last night. The Cavaliers, they whipped the Knicks. What else is new? 119-104. Seven Cav players were in double figures, led by Kyrie Irving, who had 23 points and 6 assists. Kyle Korver had 20, and he's just knocking down shots left and right. LeBron James had a triple-double, 18 points, 15 assists, and 13 rebounds. As a team, the Cavaliers had 10 blocks, so excellent defense by the Cavs. They shot 53% from the field, and they hit 15 threes. They also had 29 assists, so really great ball movement by the Cleveland Cavaliers. For the Knicks, Courtney Lee played really well. He scored 25 points. He was under the weather and played really well. Carmelo Anthony scored 20, but they shot just 42% from the field, and poor Knicks defense again. What else is new? And then also last night, Golden State, they came back to beat the Clippers 123-113. Steph Curry scored 35 points. He was just putting up some he got hot in that third quarter. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, he had 7 assists. Kevin Durant, he had 25 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. Klay Thompson had 18. They had a 50-point quarter. Some teams don't even score 50 points and a half. They had a 50-point quarter. My goodness, they can be really explosive. They shot 53% from the field. They hit 13 of 26 threes. For the Clippers, DeAndre Jordan had 17 points, 11 rebounds, but Blake Griffin struggled. He only scored 12 points on 3 of 13 shooting, and no Chris Paul, and they shot just 41% from the field, but a 50-point quarter. Now, this JaVale McGee Shaq feud, I want to talk about this for a second before we take a quick break here. Crazy to me. Look, Shaq shouldn't have called JaVale McGee a bum. That probably went too far. But for Kevin Durant to sit on TV and say Shaq had no skills, he was just bigger than everyone else, that's ridiculous. Did you see that man's footwork? Did you see Shaq's footwork when he got the ball in the post? I mean, please, are you serious? And this is supposed to be someone who knows basketball. Shaq had no skills. That is absolutely ridiculous. Now, could he hit outside jumpers? Could he hit threes? No. But my goodness, back in Shaq's heyday, I'll have him on my team. He has some low post skills. His little jump hook, his ability to get that low post position dunk in, that is absolutely ridiculous. So, look. Like Shaq, he was wrong for what he did. JaVale McGee should take a joke, by the way. Shaq and the Fool was funny, but that being said, he shouldn't have called JaVale McGee a bum, but please, Shaq has no skills. That's one of the dumbest comments I've heard all year. I'm just telling you, that is just dumb, beyond just dumb, okay? So anyway, if you want to talk about that, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll talk college basketball. Don't forget, in about 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment, we chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Moles Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Mam. Tone Shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feared death.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, before we talk some college basketball, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We can talk college basketball. We can talk anything in the world of sports. But let's talk about some of the games that took place in college basketball this week on Wednesday night. There was a lot of college basketball on Wednesday night. Syracuse, they stunned my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils, beating them 78-75. John Gillen. He scored 26 points, including the game-winning three at the buzzer. He also had six assists, but that three that he hit, he didn't call bank on that one. My goodness. And it was well defended. He just made a great shot, so you got to give it up to Syracuse on that shot. Tyus Battle, he scored 18. Syracuse shot 53% from the field, and also they were the more aggressive team. They were 22-25 from the free throw line. Duke was only 15-17. Luke Kennard scored 23 points for Duke. In the loss, he also has 7 rebounds. Jason Tatum, he's playing some big-time basketball. He had 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Amil Jefferson added 12. Grayson Allen, he struggled. He only scored 8 points on 2 of 11 shooting. Duke shot just 39% from the field. They were only 10 of 33 from the three-point line. They did have 16 offensive rebounds, so they did a great job on the glass. But defending without fouling was a big issue for Duke. They were in all kind of foul trouble at the end of the game. And that's an area they're definitely going to have to continue to improve on. Like I said, they had won before that loss, 7 straight games. But that was a tough loss to suffer in the ACC. Since Duke is trying to get that number one seed in the ACC, trying to win the ACC regular season title. Now, talking about the ACC regular season title, who's in the driver's seat for that? North Carolina. They got a nice win on Wednesday, beating the Louisville 74-63. Justin Jackson scored 21 points. Kenny Meeks had a double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds. North Carolina was 21 of 29 from the free throw line. Louisville was only 4 of 13. Also, North Carolina did a great job on the glass. They were plus 13 on the glass. Donovan Mitchell, he scored 21 points in the loss for Louisville, but Louisville turned the ball over too much. 16 turnovers. Also, they were 5 of 20 from 3. So, again, North Carolina, they're in the driver's seat to be the number one seed in the ACC tournament, winning the ACC regular season the ACC regular season title, and then being the number one seed in the ACC tournament, and potentially the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. That last number one seed is up for grab. We know Gonzaga, if they go undefeated, which it looks like they're going to, they're going to be a number one seed. Kansas is going to be a number one seed, and Villanova is going to be a number one seed, unless they just lose a bunch of games in a row coming down the last couple of weeks of the regular season. But if they don't collapse, they should be number one. So North Carolina could get that last number one seed playing in the best conference. If they win the best conference, they definitely should be a number one seed. So we'll see. And Duke still has a chance as well. So we'll see what happens there. Also, Butler, they stunned number two Villanova in their place, sweeping Villanova, beating them 74-66. They went on an 18-0 run in the second half. Keelan Martin had 22 points and 8 rebounds for Butler. They shot 51% from the field. They hit 10 threes. For Villanova, Jalen Brunson scored 24 points, but he had 5 turnovers. Josh Hart scored 18, but on 7 of 18 shooting. But they didn't shoot the ball well at all. They were 6-24 from 3. So really a tough loss there for Villanova. A great win for Butler. And then Oklahoma State, they get another really nice win in the Big 12. They're just on fire right now. Oklahoma State beats Kansas State 80-68. Jawan Evans, 21 points. only on 4 of 16 shooting on Wednesday night, but he had 15 points in the second half. Leighton Hammonds had a double-double, 18 points and 10 rebounds. The bench outscored Kansas State 28-13. Wally Nwandu, he had 21 points and 9 rebounds, but they shot just 37% from the field, and they had 14 turnovers, so a nice win there by Oklahoma State. They're now above 500 in the Big 12, and heading into this matchup against Texas Tech. For Kansas State, they need to win two out of their last three games if they're going to have a chance to make the NCAA tournament, maybe win a game in the Big 12 tournament. So they're really, really struggling. They're definitely on the bubble right now, and probably on the wrong side of the bubble. Let's talk about my weekend watch picks. I am 15-3 with my weekend watch picks. We have a lot of good basketball this weekend. We have Florida at Kentucky, 1 o'clock Central Time on CBS. Man, you know what? Florida, I like the way Florida's playing. They suffered that injury to their big man, John Iguambu. I think that's going to be a difference against Kentucky. Winning in Kentucky is really tough, so I'm going to go with Kentucky. I think Bam Adebayo is going to have a really good game. But now I saw that De'Aaron Fox is a game-time decision. If De'Aaron Fox doesn't play, never mind, pick Florida. But if he does play and he's healthy, pick Kentucky in that one. So I'm going to say I'm going to give it a slight lean towards Kentucky. Then we have Duke at Miami. Duke has to get over that loss. Also on CBS right after the Kentucky game, they have to get over that loss against Syracuse. Miami is playing some really good basketball. They beat Virginia at Virginia. Key for Duke is going to be keeping Miami's guards out of the lane, defending without fouling. I'm going to go with Duke to get a road win over Miami. And then we have Kansas at Texas. Kansas has already won the Big 12 regular season title. Again, what else is new? You can count on death. Texas and Kansas winning the Big 12. Kansas, I like them to beat down Texas. They've struggled this year. I think Jared Allen should have a big game, but that won't be enough. I like Kansas in that one. Then we have Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. I believe that game is going to be on ESPNU at 3 o'clock Central Time. Man, Texas Tech's playing some pretty good basketball, but Oklahoma State's playing some really good basketball. They're at home. I like the way they're playing at home right now. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State to beat Texas Tech. And then finally, we have UCLA at Arizona, a top five matchup in the Pac-12. You know, Arizona went to UCLA and got a really, really good victory, beating UCLA at their place. The Bruins have been playing better defenses of late. We all know they can score. Arizona, they haven't been playing great basketball, but they're a better defensive team. I'm going to go with a better defensive team at home, so like Arizona to beat UCLA. 7:15 Central Time on ESPN. So let's recap my weekend watch picks. I'm going to go with Kentucky, a slight lean towards Kentucky, depending on De'Aaron Fox's availability. I like Duke to go on the road and beat Miami. I like Kansas to go on the road and beat Texas. I like Oklahoma State at home over Texas Tech. And I like Arizona to beat UCLA. So those are my college basketball picks for this weekend. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music, and then we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Moe's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, even during our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty well, man. Just trying to recover from all this silliness on Sports Talk Radio here. I mean, almost like some UCO material going on.
Yeah, Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Greg, first of all, how have you been? How has your week's been going pretty well?
Yeah, it's going pretty well, and getting ready for this basketball game. And you know, you mentioned that one game there, Arizona versus UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm gonna tell you, I know a homegirl. I think you said Arizona. If she's listening, she's probably giving you a big thumbs up on that prediction. Now, so.
We'll see. She's giving you a thumbs up on that prediction. Be a good one. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
So, a big game in the Pac-12. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Greg, before we talk college basketball, I got to get your thoughts.
I was about to say, I think those two teams don't. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with some other. I think those two teams really don't like each other, so that's what I'm saying. She's giving you a big ups on that, a big thumbs up on that one. So
yeah, both teams are trying to win the Pac-12 regular season title, set themselves up for a high season Pac-12 title, and also the NCAA tournament, trying to get that last number one seed that's up for grabs. So
that's right.
That's a big game. There's no doubt about that. Before we talk college basketball, I do want to get your report, your thoughts on a report that I saw that the 49ers are looking to trade for Kirk Cousins. Since you're a Washington Redskins fan, I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you think that's going to happen? Mm-hmm. If so, what do you think the Redskins would want for Kirk Cousins?
Boy, I'm not sure who they want to return, but as far as letting go of apparently he doesn't want. I guess he doesn't want to sign that franchise tag. He wants a long-term deal.
Yeah, he signed that last year, right? Yeah, he was under the franchise tag.
Yeah, he signed that last year, but he wants a long-term deal, and the Redskins are saying, "No, we can't go there."
Right.
And I guess on one hand, you know, the Redskins, you know, if they do that, then the media is going to hound them, saying, "Oh, the Redskins spending all that money." But really, the Redskins are in a they're in a lose-lose situation, because if you pay the man more, you know, that's the Washington Redskins, like they did with their previous players, you know, Haynesworth and stuff. But then if you let them walk, you're still going to get criticized. So it's a lose-lose for the Redskins, either how the way they do things. But then they've got three other problems to look at, man. They got to look at Cousins as number one. Then you got to look at what DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon is going to do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
So if they let Cousins go, it was bound to happen. And remember, I think I left on your show some time ago. Said, remember, Kirk Cousins and Shanahan, they were close when they were at Washington. So I'm not surprised on that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if that happens next week. We'll definitely keep a track of that. But also, the 49ers also thinking about the Cousins thing doesn't work out. Maybe Jay Cutler as well. I've heard that being mentioned as well. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Jay Cutler.
If you let go of Kirk Cousins, if you're the Redskins, Gruden's quarterback that he likes the most is Colt McCoy.
Okay.
That's really Gruden's preferred. He likes Cousins, but Colt McCoy, I think, was with Cincinnati while he was there. So.
Okay. Yeah, well, I definitely keep an eye on that. That's gonna be interesting. Well, Greg, let's turn attention to let's go with college basketball since we talked about Arizona, UCLA already. Any other games you want to talk about that might have an impact on the? On the UCLA tournament, which is right around the corner?
Well, unfortunately, we know one team that's not going to be in, and that's the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll say this. I got two words for you. Trae Young. Come on now. You got to wait till next year. Trae Young.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but
well, let's keep it in the state. Oklahoma State, they've been on fire right now. They're putting themselves in really a good position to make the NCAA tournament. I think they're just about in. If they beat Texas Tech on Saturday, I think they're a definite in. Right now, I saw in bracketology, they're a sixth seed. So they're moving up.
Somebody asked the question, you know, if Oklahoma State, if they went out and probably when we forget, could you see them being like a four seed?
That was a question that I heard.
So that means it was just a question.
That means they won at Kansas, and depending on how far they would go in the Big 12. I mean, they beat Kansas if they went out the regular season. To me, it'd be depending on how much damage they do in the Big 12 tournament. If they can make it to the maybe the semifinals, I think they can get a four seed. They went out at least the semifinals. That means you beat Iowa State in that 4-5 matchup, and then you'll play. I guess you would play. Kansas again. So I don't think you win that. So yeah, if you lose to Kansas, that's not no big thing there. So, yeah, I think they could be the four seed. I think they have a chance, but they have to win out, which I don't think they'll do, but they're playing some good basketball. Mm-hmm. They have a chance. Who's there? I know they play Texas Tech on Saturday. They play Kansas next week.
They haven't played at Ames.
Okay, so
I haven't played at Iowa State. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I don't think they're going to win out. So, but if they do, they'll definitely be a. I think they could move themselves up to a four seed, maybe a five. Could move themselves up to a four seed. So we'll keep a track of that. That'll be interesting. Well, Greg, got to get your thoughts on. I'm going to shift gears here, and we'll talk some NBA. Got to get your thoughts on the Thunder trade that they made before we talk about your Spurs. Let's talk about the Thunder, the trade they made, sending Cameron Payne, Anthony Morrow, and Jeffrey LaVerge to the Bulls for Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, a second round draft pick in 2018. What were your thoughts on that trade? One of the few big moderate trades that took place before the trade deadline.
Well, that's what the Thunder need, of someone like McDermott to hit the. And look, Presti knows his stuff. He's an old Spurs guy, so he like to look for players that be out in the corner and hit the jump shot. So, he's looking for someone like him, and Taj Gibson. I think that personally, they say it's a bonus, but really, that toughens up, like Steven Adams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree with that. That definitely he'll be taking the place of Sabonis in the starting lineup, I think, down the road. Maybe tonight, but definitely by Sunday, I would think, but we'll see. And also, big news for the Thunder, Cantor is back as well. So he should be back tonight.
No, definitely. He should be
looks
back
like
tonight.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if he's back, that's big for the Thunder, so they can make a little bit of a run here. Now, I don't think the move, Greg, it makes the Thunder better, but do you think that puts them in position now to win a playoff series or two? I'm still going to say probably not. I think they match up a little bit with Houston, but anybody else, if the Clippers are healthy, they don't match up with them. They don't match up with your San Antonio Spurs, and they definitely don't match up with the Warriors, I don't think. So I still would say, unless they get maybe in a – yeah, I just don't see them winning a first-round matchup. What do you think on that?
You're right. The Spurs, they don't want to play – they don't want to play game one at the road team, at the home team. They don't want to play game one as a road team.
Yeah. You want to move off that seven seed.
Right. Right.
Six seed, I think they'd have a chance against Houston. I know Houston had a lot. They made a move getting Lou Williams, and they have a lot of offensive weapons. They can really score. But I think they won't be crazy. I think the Thunder would have a chance to beat Houston. Would I predict it?
Mm-hmm.
I go back. But they would have a chance because Roberson, he does a really good job defending James Harden. He makes things tough on James Harden. He doesn't shut him down. No one's going to shut down James Harden, but he makes things tough. So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, like a guy here that we know that likes to ask a question. Now now Enes Kanter, he's a pretty good player, isn't he?
Wow. Wow. That's bad. Well, Greg, we're almost out of time. Before we let you go, I got to get your thoughts on the game tonight, Spurs and Clippers. What are your thoughts on that matchup tonight?
I just don't know what the Spurs are a weird team, man. Because I think they play the Lakers on Sunday too, right? But I think they play a Sunday afternoon game in LA. But I'm not. Don't hold me to that. So
that makes sense. They're playing. Yeah, I bet you they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Yeah, the Clippers are off of back-to-back after losing to Golden State, so you think they'd be tired. Chris Paul's questionable. So Kawhi Leonard has struggled against the Clippers. He's only averaging 13 points. I saw that stat. I said, wow. In the 12 games against the Clippers, he's only averaging 12 points. So 13 points. So I don't understand that. His struggles against the Clippers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think they have anyone who really can defend him. So I expect him to have tonight. So we'll see what happens there. But, Greg, thanks for another great segment, and hopefully we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, and people, don't be asking obvious questions, okay? Don't be asking obvious questions, and don't be sounding silly on the radio like I heard. But real quickly, I heard this guy say, you know what you need to do to make baseball more watchable? Yeah, put a pond out there so if the ball's a live ball, you can dive in the pool and go get it.
Wow.
So, I mean, what type of silliness is that?
That's definitely our bird material. There's no doubt about that. We'll talk to you next week, Greg.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to my show. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. Guys, we'll talk about all the marquee games that took place in college basketball, getting ready for March Madness. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk anything going on in the world of sports. So have a blessed rest of your weekend. Trust in God. God is good. And we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.